Good morning, or good afternoon, I'm sorry, or evening. Welcome to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025. It is 6 p.m. I get everybody rise for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd remain standing, ask Member Rodriguez to deliver our invocation.
Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, seeking your wisdom, guidance, strength, and we gather to serve our community. Bless this meeting and all who are present, that we may work together with integrity, fairness, and spirit of cooperation. Grant us wisdom to make decisions that promote the well-being of all, courage to stand for what is right, and compassion to listen to what we serve. May our discussions be filled with respect, understanding, and may our actions reflect commitment to justice, unity, and common good. We ask for your blessing on this county, our leaders, our employees, our citizens. May we strive to build a community that reflects kindness, equity, prosperity for all. In your holy name we pray, amen.
Thank you, sir. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Bachman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
He would not be here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Oh my goodness. It's like a choir. Peterson and Shanley. We'll go with right side first. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We have an agenda. We don't have any special recognition that I'm aware of. So at this time, we will have public comment. If you have comments directed towards the board, please come forward and state your name, and you will have 5 minutes.
It's not red until you press it. My name is Ronald Mund, M-U-N-D, and I would like to note the following. I think everybody knows there is a Costco being constructed on Route 34 between Countryside Parkway and Illinois Route 47. It doesn't actually go to 47, but that's the general parameter. Tuma Road, which is the road I take every day to go to my house and come out, along with approximately 100 other homeowners who live down that road, intersects Route 34 approximately midway between Countryside Parkway and Route 47. My question is, has or will the county contact the State Highway Department in an effort to see that a stoplight goes in at Route 34 and Tuma Road? There are approximately, as I said, 100 to 125 homes in the Fox River Gardens subdivision. Thus, there is a significant number of vehicles going into and out of the Fox River Gardens 2 subdivision each day. I also note that there is a bar at the corner of Tuma Road and Route 47, commonly known as Susie's. While I do not wish to impugn any patron of Susie's, there is at least some possibility that one day someone will exit Susie's some evening in a state of less than cold soberness. And this is another possible situation where, and another reason that I request a stoplight at the intersection of Tuma Road and Route 34. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Any other public comment at this time?
Hi. My name is Nina Swistara, S-W-I-S-T-A-R-A. I live here in Yorkville with my son, Mason. His birthday's on Thursday, he turns 12. I'm here today to speak not only for myself, but the families in this growing community who deserve to feel safe in their own home. On Sunday, May 25th, two stray bullets struck my home. They weren't fired in anger or crime. They came from a property in an unincorporated area, not far from where my child sleeps. About 20 feet from where my child sleeps was where the second bullet struck. Where my neighbors walk their dogs, where we go along our lives expecting that our homes are our protection. That day, our safety was shattered, not by an accident, but by failure in our county's laws. There's currently no ordinance in Kendall County that prohibits the discharging of firearms near residential neighborhoods. That means that someone in an unincorporated area can legally shoot a gun steps from a home and in city limits. Unless someone gets hurt or killed, there is very little that can be done. I called the police the night it happened, and the investigation is ongoing. But what's not ongoing, what is missing, is a policy or ordinance that would prevent this from happening again. Since that night, we've talked to our neighbors who are here in support. We've started a Facebook page and a petition. In the 48 hours since starting the petition, over 400 residents of Kendall County have signed it. Not out of fear, but out of a shared responsibility. In those last 2 days, I've connected with multiple people who have been victims of stray gunfire from unincorporated areas. In 2023, a home in Greenbrier subdivision located in Yorkville was hit from stray gunfire in an unincorporated area. Police report was made and nothing further has happened. Most recently, on May 4th, 2025, 1 month ago, a resident's home at 111 East Kendall Drive was hit by a stray bullet from an unincorporated residence behind their home. A report was made with Kendall County and nothing further happened. Only 10 days later, their neighbor at 108 East Kendall Drive was hit by another stray bullet. Yorkville PD was called and nothing has happened. These are only four instances in all different parts of Yorkville that have been affected by this reckless and irresponsible act. I know I will learn more with my journey of connecting with people as I am now going to be going door to door with multiple people from our neighborhood. We are going to leave flyers and speak about this traumatic event and ordinance that should be put in place. Since reaching out to everyone I could think of for the last week, I've connected with State Representative Mara Hershire. She's familiar with the issue and they have been having similar issues in King County. She's been working with the King County Board Chair and other stakeholders to draft legislation and to address in situations like ours. I'm meeting with her later this week to speak about my story and concerns. We are not here to fight over politics. We're not here to take away anybody's rights. We are here to ask for a basic, common sense safety buffer to protect homes and families from stray gunfire. We are calling on other counties in Illinois have done the same, such as DuPage, Lake, and Will. All have ordinances that prohibit firearm discharge within a certain distance of residential boundaries. We are asking Kendall County to do the same. We are calling on to you, the people that we have elected, to act now, to work with law enforcement, to draft and pass an ordinance that creates a safe buffer between homes and firearm use. One small change could save a life. This is now your moment to lead. Not after someone is hurt, not after there is a tragedy, now when action can make a difference. I grew up in Yorkville from the year 2000 to 2010. After I graduated high school, I moved more closer to the city. And after I had my son and he started school, we decided to move back because we thought it was safe. We no longer feel safe, especially about hearing about all these other near-death tragedies in our community. My family was lucky and the other families were lucky. But luck is not a safety plan, and it should never be what stands between a child and a bullet. Please take this seriously and pass the ordinance, protect our neighborhoods, and show the people of Kendall County that our lives and safety matter to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Come on up.
Good evening, my name is Mike Kremsky. And I know we said the Pledge of Allegiance this evening before we started the meeting, but I'd like to repeat that again and think about what we're actually saying when we say that. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Republic, for which we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Opening the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance is a good reminder of our Republican form of government. A Republican form of government, also called a republic, is a form of government where power resides in the people and it's exercised through the elected representatives. In a republic, leaders are chosen by the citizens to make decisions and govern on their behalf. It emphasizes the idea that individuals have a say in how they are governed. In America, we have a constitutional republic that says the elected leaders are subject to the Constitution. That's a very important distinction that makes America's form of government the most stable in the world. The U.S. Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government in Article 4, Section 4. America is not a democracy. Our founding fathers expressed their concerns about democracy as a form of government. And I'd like to share with you tonight a few of those quotes from our founding fathers. John Witherspoon, who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence and ratifier of the Constitution, said, "Pure democracy cannot subsist long nor be carried far into the departments of state. It is very subject to caprice," or that means a sudden change in opinion, "and the madness of popular rage." John Adams, who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence and our second president of the United States, said, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." Benjamin Rush, who was the signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Surgeon General of the Continental Army, said, "A simple democracy is one of the greatest evils. A democracy is a mobocracy." Fisher Ames, who was a framer of the Bill of Rights and member of the first United States Congress, said, "A democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way." Our founding fathers had no desire to create a democracy. A democracy is ruled by mob, where everyone determines their own standard. The founding fathers specifically chose to create a constitutional republic. A republic is ruled by law. What is the source of that law? Well, James Wilson, a signer of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, and one of the first Supreme Court justices, said, "All laws may be arranged in two different classes, divine and human, but it should always be remembered that this law, natural or revealed, made for men or for nations, flows from the same divine source. It is the law of God. Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of the law, which is divine." Our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for a fixed and based moral law. This board has taken an oath to uphold that legacy. And I'd like to follow with a few more quotes from our founders about democracy. "Democracy will soon degenerate into anarchy, such an anarchy that every man will do what is right in his own eyes, and no man's life or property or reputation or liberty will be secure." That was John Adams. Thomas Jefferson, signer of the Declaration of Independence and the third president of the United States, said, "The Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with its rights of mankind." And I bring this up because often we hear, that our democracy is in danger, or, America is a democracy. Well, there couldn't be anything further from the truth. A constitutional republic is the greatest government formed by man, but it also requires the greatest amount of human care and maintenance. If we neglect it, it can deteriorate into something or a variety of lesser forms. If we want to keep this republic, we must protect it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment this evening? If you'd like to come forward. Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So move.
Peterson and Kokol, roll call, please. Oh, I have to read it. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from May 6, 2025. Approval of committee minutes. Approval of claims, the amount of $2,804,387.03 from May 31st, 2025. Approval of intergovernmental agreement between County of Kendall and KenCom Executive Board, KenCom Operations Board, for the purchase and maintenance of a Toshiba UPS system. Any of those items you wish to remove? We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call? I already have those.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
He's not here.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Consent agenda is approved. Nothing under new business. Under standing committee reports, we have discussion and approval of county engineer salary on page 14. Mr. Gangler's not here. Seth and or Christina is gonna cover this one. Christina?
Thank you. So the county engineer salary, the county agreed back in 2021 to pay that salary at a rate of 105% through the end of the state's term in 2026. That we always get into a little bit of a pickle because what the state sets their salary after the county approves our budgets for salary. So this year that increase was much higher than expected. So what we projected that increase to be, then the state came through and they set that minimum rate for all engineers by county. That information is in the packet. This year it increased by 10%. With our agreement to pay that at 105%, this would rescind the previous resolution and adopt a new one at a rate of pay. Because of the way the state fiscal year, or their IDOT year and the county's year is split, the difference is only $524 for this fiscal year in increasing that salary. And then we are reimbursed $5,000 from the state of Illinois for paying at that rate. So we're paid 50% of the salary from the state of Illinois.
Any questions on that? Get a roll call. Oh wait, I need a discussion approval of a resolution to rescind. Well, I guess we need a motion of the approval of the salary, I'm sorry. So I get a motion on that. Peterson and DeBolt. I get a roll call on the approval of the engineer's salary.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
All right. Then could I get a discussion and approval of the resolution to rescind resolution 2025-13 county engineer salary application?
So moved.
Second.
Kokel and Beckman. And that's just rescinding the one we did previous?
Yes.
All right. Any questions? Roll call, please.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item, special committee reports. I'm gonna hand this over to Mr. Beckman. Kind of your deal here and a lot of other people involved in the room, so go ahead.
Of course, yeah. So as you can see on the agenda, we have four items here. And each one of them is the culmination of the hard work that we've been doing for more than 2.5 years now, working with our community partners, our business partners, government entities such as the Illinois Broadband Office, and so on. And to kind of explain what we're looking at here, as we know, earlier last year, we were awarded $15 million from the Illinois Office of Broadband to construct a community-owned open access broadband network. The grant is split into two sections, one for each fiber ring that we are building, and we are calling these in-house ring one and ring two. And I will announce which one of those rings as we're voting to approve them. Next, we are approving the non-for-profit organization Fox Fiber. This is the managing a non-for-profit organization. What they're doing is essentially design, build, operate, transfer. So this is a board composed almost entirely of community members. Some of them are in our audience today. And while this is an entity with its own interests, this is a non-for-profit organization being finalized to benefit the county and by managing this project to benefit the county. And then after that, we are entering a comprehensive development agreement with the organization that we just approved, if that makes sense. So with that said, any questions? All right, let's just jump into it. Can I get a motion for approval of the grant agreement number 24-031033 between the State of Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and County of Kendall?
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and DeBolt, any discussion?
Doesn't look like it.
A roll call, please.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Beckman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
All eyes.
To you.
So that, we just approved Ring 1, our grant agreement for Ring 1. Next, can I have the approval of, or motion to, for the approval of grant agreement number 24-031065 between the State of Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and County of Kendall?
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and Rodriguez. Any questions? Get a roll call, please.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
All ayes. So we just approved our grant agreement for Ring 2. Next, can I get the motion for the approval of a resolution approving 1, the establishment of a 6320 relationship with Fox Fiber Non-For-Profit Corporation, 2, the issuance and sale of certain revenue bond in one or more series by the corporation, 3, certain documents and agreements relating to those revenue bonds and the project, 4, the acceptance of legal title to the project upon discharge or retirement of the bonds, 5, the authorization of the authorized officer of the County of Kendall, Illinois, to take certain actions in connection with the foregoing, and 6, establishment of an effective date.
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and Wormley.
Just to talk about this a little bit more, as discussed in this, what we're approving, this non-for-profit organization exists while the revenue bonds are being paid off. After the revenue bonds are paid off, we as the county take ownership of this asset. That's the design of this non-for-profit organization. Any questions? All right.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
All right. Next, can I get a motion for the approval of a comprehensive development agreement between Kendall County and Fox Fiber Non-For-Profit?
So moved.
Make a motion.
Shanley and DeBolt. Any questions? Roll call, please.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
All ayes.
Zach, nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to other members with Zach, Mr. Rodriguez, Mr. Wormley, our administrator, Christina Burns. We hired her and mentioned this project, and I don't think she understood what she was getting into or what level of knowledge she would gain with this. I know Keith Landowitz is in the crowd. Is Tim, are you on the board too? Tim Tremaine? I'm trying to remember all the boards and the appointments. So
yeah, I want to give a special shout out to Christina Burns. I believe her exact quotes when she was onboarding while we were doing the grant applications for this were, it was like drinking from a fire hose. So Christina Burns, Megan Briganti, Scott Keppel, I think all of them, big shout out to them for making this happen as well.
Yeah, this is pretty cool.
This is a complete infrastructure upgrade for our community. This is massive.
Zach, for the record, in your experience of working through this, how many other communities are so fortunate to be in a position to receive a grant like this? And roughly speaking, what percentage of these grants are awarded to a community like ours versus a for-profit corporation?
Mostly not the case. This is a very unique circumstance where we had to strategically maneuver to have a non-for-profit entity doing this. By doing so, it was more complicated. There were more hoops. There were more assurances needed by the Illinois Broadband Office, and that makes sense. We're doing something that's new to the state of Illinois, not just to the county, but really new to the United States and maybe even the Western Hemisphere. And this is the future of connectivity. If this model works, it can be adopted by other communities to have them get this type of service, because what this project is doing is not just doing something that's just going to make a company as much money as possible. This is meeting our community at the index where its need is at, and is doing so with future-proof growth plans, investing in our economic development, in really all of our institutions. So I could not be more proud of this and excited.
Yeah, and we need to give a shout out to the state's attorney's office too. I know we had a third party group come in, but Mr. Webb over there did a lot of work when we first came up with this idea and is scratching his beard looking at us like, how can we do this? So thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to echo that as well. Even legally speaking, this is a completely new thing. So I mentioned earlier, we had a league of lawyers working on this, and Mr. Webb was a part of that. And, you know, it's, again, just super exciting.
Any comments on that topic? All right, very good. Liaison reports. Anything? Other business? I do not have any chairman's report. This time is another opportunity for public comment. If you have a comment for the board, you'll have 5 minutes. Seeing none, questions from the press? All right, we do have a need for executive session for the purposes of...
For number two, collective bargaining or collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or the representatives or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. Number one, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees. And number 11, litigation when an action against, affecting, or on behalf of the particular public body has been filed and is pending before a court or administrative tribunal, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
DeBolt and Peterson, roll call, please.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
All right, we will adjourn to executive session at 6:28 p.m. Upon our return, we will only vote on adjournment. No other business will be discussed or voted on. We are back in regular session. It is 6:52 p.m. Could I get a motion to adjourn? Rodriguez and Peterson, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our board meeting is over. Thank you very much. Please stand by for Forest Preserve.